Sorry to interrupt the tea, but we have to take a quick break for our sponsors.
Girl Telly Mo here.
And Mooney Holmes here.
And welcome to Brunch Tea,
where we will be sipping tea
and serving truth.
Good afternoon, good morning, and good evening. I said it kind of wrong.
Hola, y'all.
But y'all get the picture.
How y'all doing?
How was your week, Telly?
You know, it was great.
Fabulous.
It was
interesting this week, y'all. It was great.
Yeah, because I didn't have to work. I was out here enjoying living my best life at the Essence Festival. So, yes, baby, I am.
Black girl magic.
Yes. And I don't want to go to work
next week. Understandable.
What about you, Moon?
My week has been refreshing.
What?
So far, so good.
That's good.
Yeah, refreshing. I'm just taking it one day at a time, as usual.
Mm-hmm. I feel you on that, baby. Mm-hmm. Oh. Sorry, y'all. You know I always got something going on over here. Stuff be falling and carrying on. I don't know. I'm just so clumsy, child. Just so clumsy. Y'all pray for me. Girl, mama. Oh, but something catastrophic did happen to me.
What happened now?
My phone fell. And it cracked into a million pieces.
How your phone fell?
Out of my pocket.
Where were you?
I was getting out of the car in the parking lot. Well, and as many times as this phone had failed, now mind you, I just took my case off. My phone.
I think that was somebody saying it's time for a new phone.
Child, I'm finna go get this screen fixed.
You finna go get it fixed?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said it broke into pieces, like the phone.
No, the screen. It's the screen. I'm cutting my fingers.
Oh, yes. You need to do that ASAP.
So, me and Apple finna go see each other. But the thing I hate about Apple is making these appointments. You look online, you be like,
girl, bro, you don't know nobody up there that's changed screens.
I'm finna go up there and sit up there if I have to.
I'm talking about.
No, I don't know nobody that changed no screens.
Girl, they got services out here. They'll come to your home and change your screen. I'm just saying.
I'm gonna go to the Apple people. That's what they get paid for.
Alright, you got Apple Care? If you ain't got Apple Care, you still paying for that phone?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know then.
I don't know if I got Apple Care or not, girl. But what does Apple Care do? Because somebody else asked me about that.
Ladies and gentlemen, if Apple Care is like insurance, so basically, if anything happens to your phone, I guess for a small fee of $50, I don't know how much it is now.
$50.
But for a small fee, yes, $50 is a small fee for Apple. For a small fee, they can fix it for you. Now, if you don't have Apple Care, they may advise you to purchase a whole nother phone.
Well, I don't know.
That's why I said. If you
I gotta go on T-Mobile and ask them, because I don't know.
T-Mobile ain't gonna change nothing with Apple.
No, I'm saying, to see if I got Apple Care. How do you know if you have Apple Care? Do you pay for this thing?
Yes, you pay for it on your phone bill.
I might. I gotta check my phone bill. I don't know.
Well,
I'll just be paying my phone bill.
Yes, check on that. Definitely check on that.
Mm-hmm.
You probably do it, don't even know it. Well, do you have insurance? Because the thing about it is, I think T-Mobile has insurance and then they have Apple Care. insurance is for T-Mobile, period, I guess. Yeah. And then Apple was a totally different thing. But you'll see when you see. I don't know. But
I mean, that's what I'm saying. If I don't have Apple Care, it's probably going to cost me a good $100 or something to fix this screen.
That Apple?
Yeah. $100 and something, like $1 something. I'm I know it's gonna be like $175 or something like that.
So you gonna pay $175 when you could probably pay $100 or less for somebody else changing your screen?
We'll see what happens.
Alrighty then.
I don't know nobody and I don't trust nobody. I don't know nobody. So
you could call a legit company. There's legit companies out there that will come to your house and change your phone screen.
We'll figure it out. All right.
Just trying to help.
I appreciate the help.
No problem.
Thank you very much. All right, y'all. So this week for Ties with Telly, you know, of course, I be surfing the web looking for stuff. So I've stumbled upon an article on High Snobbity. And they have articles about, you know, clothing and sneakers and all type of stuff. So, something caught my eye. Did y'all know that Wu-Tang has a clothing line? Yes. When I say Wu-Tang, I mean Wu-Tang Clan.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Yes. They have a clothing line called Wu-Wear. And apparently it's hot this summer. They got a new summer collection.
Because they got a summer collection don't mean they hot now. Let's check the hashtags.
Well, look. I'm over here scrolling. I'm like, trying to see if I would. But, yeah, I was surprised. I didn't even know they had clothing. Apparently, they started a clothing line in 1995. Mm-hmm. And it was discontinued in 2008. And then they revived it back in 2017.
Wow.
Girl. So they got stuff from like $16 all the way to $250. So y'all know I had to go see what the world they had for $250. So far, all I've seen is they Letterman jackets. Mm-hmm. And I mean, they're all right, but would you pay
$200? That's for dudes up north, though. Because, you know, we don't really wear. It's too hot down here for
Letterman jackets. Yeah, we don't wear heavy jackets like that. Yeah. And for it to be a summer collection, I'm confused. But, you know, whatever. Because I clicked, you know, under the little article, you know, like shop here. So, you know, I clicked on the shop here. Like, nigga, this is long sleeves. Yeah. We got Scully caps. We got,
But I think that's how them dudes up north dress. Like, they be dressed in jackets and... I don't know. Don't quote me.
Don't it be hot in the summer? Like, they be about to die in the summer, ain't it?
I don't know. I don't think it be hot like we be hot. I think they hot like 70 degrees.
They be around there talking about they about to be like 100 and something
degrees. Well, look, I don't know.
At night, I think it's cool, but I don't know, bro.
I think that type of fashion is fashion year round.
Yeah. Honestly. Yeah, I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. But I was just amazed. I said, well, what? This is... Let me find out. Yeah. And then another thing that caught my eye was, you know, I told y'all all these different brands are coming back out with different stuff. Like Fila, they're on the rise again. Mm-hmm. You know, everybody's
trying to come out champion of made it. Fila want to come back too. Fila trying to be the champion too.
As apparently, so they
no,
got
no brand left behind.
Yes, no brand left behind. I like it. But yeah, people, you know, they wearing Fila outfits and stuff like that. So it's some shoes that I saw. I went to the store trying to find me some stuff to wear to New Orleans. And I went to the store and I seen some high top, like, platform Filas. They're called Fila Distributors. And baby, you want to know what caught my eye? They was cute or whatever. Mm-hmm. But that price, though. I was like, you know what?
Okay, they were Filas.
Yeah.
How much they were?
These were $65.
So how much is... You probably don't know what I'm asking. How much is... It ain't Joe. How much them Shaq shoes in Kmart and Walmart?
Girl, I ain't seen Shaq since Payless and...
Payless had Shaqs?
Yeah. All trust right. me, I know because my mama bought them for my brother.
Lord.
I think that was about $40. Oh, for some Shaqs.
I guess feet all say we could do $20 extra.
Bro. But they're cute now. My friend said
but feet used to be hot back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember everybody wearing jackets now.
Yeah. Feet was hot back in the day. So they come and when I went to the store and I was picking them out, I was trying them on. Dude was like, I don't really like them shoes, but everybody's buying those. Oh, he was like, I don't know what it is. He said, but everybody are buying these shoes. He said, I don't like them. And then they had some metallic colors. They had a gold, and then they had like a metallic bronze and another color. That was $75. And then the men's, they had it in men's sizes, and the men's sizes started at, was it $65 too? Yeah, it was $65. No, I'm sorry. It was $75. And then they had them in kids. The kids is $45. I said, oh. Now, you know I can fit kids' shoes. I said, wait a minute now.
Lord.
$45 don't sound too bad for some sneakers. But my friend was telling me that they are borderline. They can either be orthopedic shoes or they can be high fashion, depending on how you dress it. So he was like, you might want to figure out how you're going to wear those before you purchase those. So I left them there. But I want them. I want the gold pair, which was
$75. Child, they probably look dope now because you know.
They do, but he right, though. They are bored.
All these bold colors and be doing all this stuff, like futuristic stuff. So,
but he right with the borderline orthopedic because it'll give you.
Oh, Lord.
You wear it the wrong way. You're going to be looking like you in the nursing home. Yeah.
But you know, everybody nowadays wearing them platform shoes like the Spice.
Yeah, platforms are in.
Back in the day.
Yeah, did you see Rihanna has some Fenty platform shoes?
Mm-mm, you know I ain't see that. Tell me, asking me questions about fashion.
Sorry.
Like I know.
No, she did.
Apple, something techy. I could probably answer. But other than that, don't be asking me.
Oh, God. But yeah, y'all, that's my ties with Telly this week. I advise you, y'all go check out this WooWear and see what y'all think. Let me know what y'all think.
I know I'm going to Google it quick, fast, and yes. Nah, ain't that interesting. But maybe when I listen to the podcast again and I think about it again, I'm going to look.
Yeah, you ain't going to really go look for clothes like that and be like, let me go see. Wu-Tang Clan has something that's going to cross your mind.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's woowear.com. Y'all go check it out. Let me know what y'all think. Let me know if y'all cop a little song.
All right, you guys. This topic of the week for brunch teas. I was trying to figure out something that we all could talk about, men and women. And you know me and my Facebook news.
Yes, come on,
Facebook. It was this video of this boy. Let me see if I can get his name for y'all because this video has been going viral and it just don't make no sense to me. But I ain't gonna lie, I was once this girl, dumb, and listening to what these
the
boys
one with
be
the red
saying.
Girl.
Yes, she's so pretty.
If she is beautiful. And he was just talking foolish. Just
his name is Johnny Rambo, y'all. Go follow him on
Rambo.
Facebook or whatever.
Because he was rambling. I was going to say, because he was rambling.
So, basically, the topic of today is feelings.
Feelings.
Ode to Ella May.
Hey, girl.
She got the hot song called Boot Up. Everybody listening to it. I be listening
so
to it.
So deep in my feelings.
You feel me? So, it was a video, and he was saying, well, we're going to get to the real reason of why I made it feelings. But I just want to get on this boy real quick, because it just blew my mind.
He bothered your spirit?
Yes. So basically he was saying he had this girl by him. He was making a video with the girl. He was like, listen, I knew if I told you this, it was going to change everything, but we not girlfriend and boyfriend. We not in a relationship. I don't want to be in a relationship with you, but I fucks with you. Like, I could talk to whoever I want to talk to, but you can't talk to nobody. I could do what I want to do with you. I fucks with you, though. I really like you. I really like spending time with you, though. And I really care for you. But I don't want to be in a relationship. And the girl, she just sitting by him looking clueless like, what do you mean?
What do you mean?
He said, oh, I don't want to hurt you. You know, I know I'm a player. I want to talk to other girls. I want to do this. I want to do that. You know how they be putting that finesse game. They be making your mind go like, what? So he liked me and he respect me enough not to get in a relationship with me. But at the same time, he don't want to be in a relationship with me. That's two different. Men will do what you allow them to do to you.
That right. That part.
Point blank, period. So, y'all go look that up if y'all want to on Facebook, Johnny Rambo. We finna get into the real definition. So, basically, what this podcast is about, it's about expressing your feelings, how to express your feelings without it being shameful to you or the other person that you're trying to express it to.
Mm-hmm.
So, Telly, have you ever, like, really digged a person and wanted to tell them that you digged them? Did you feel some type of way even telling them? And how did you tell them if you told them? Like, what was your process?
Well, you know, when I was younger.
Back in the disclaimer, day, when she was younger, y'all.
I was real bold. So, I didn't have.
So, you're not bold no more?
Not really, no. Okay. I'd be like, I'm okay.
when you were bold,
I used to be like, if I wanted something, I'll go for it, baby. So if I wanted you, that was it. You was mine. Done deal. Done da-da. That was
slow.
I got it. I bagged you. What? But now I don't really express myself, because like oh boy, that. Oh, I really like you, but you know, I don't have time for that, baby.
I don't have time for that either.
I don't want to hear that. Why is you wasting my time? That means you don't really want to talk to me. That means that you don't really want to focus just on me, and I don't have time for that. Because if I was just to not focus on you and have other dudes, you'd be over here about to lose your mind.
Lose your mind. And he purposely said on the video, I can talk to who I want to talk to, but you can't talk to nobody.
Exactly.
What?
And that's what it be. It be a double standard. It be like, oh, I could go talk to a whole bunch of girls, but you can't talk to no dude. And they be like, oh, but that's because a dude can be up inside you, but you know, you sticking all these girls, bro. What are you talking about?
Child. They don't
that's soul that. Ties and all. What you got going?
They don't give a damn. They don't even see it like that. Like, yeah. You know, we
and even when we're young, we don't feel like
that. Yeah, we as women, we feel something with that. With them, all they see is ramming, and that's it. You know, they say men don't have no attachments when it comes to.
No, some do, but
I know some do, but that's what they say. That's what they say. But when it comes to me and how I express my feelings, I never really approached a boy that I liked. Well, yeah, I did write. You know how you be writing them letters in high school?
Oh, yeah,
I did write a letter in high school. I can't say that. I got denied, but nah, you know.
Now he's trying to be on the team.
He ain't trying to be on the team. He got somebody, but I know he felt like, damn. But it is what it is. But I was never the type of person that approached somebody. I was just, I'd be chilling. I wasn't thinking about boys like that.
Oh, no, I was.
I wasn't thinking about boys like that. But now, I'm not even going to lie. If I see somebody that I like, I will approach them. Not even flirt heavy. I just start a regular conversation with them. But, you know, I'm not even going to lie. I don't know if it's just me. When it comes to my feelings nowadays, my feelings is as hard and solid as titanium. It will take a lot for you to penetrate me. Because everybody say I'm mean, which is kind of true. I kind of admit that. But I'm working on it. You know, I'm working on it. Because it's like when you've been hurt so much, mm-hmm. you just put up a wall. And you know what you want to take and what you don't want to take. So
true. But you know what's funny? Men expect us to be forgiving off bat as women, because we are nurturers and we're caring. So they expect us sometimes to just be like, leave the past in the past. And then, you know, when we get with them, we're supposed to not let the past ruin what we got for them. But then they do something that the past done did, and you be like, bro, I done gave you a clean slate. Clean. Clean.
See, I don't got time for the foolishness now. We too grown out here.
You're right.
You know,
tell but they be in their feelings. They hold on. And they be like, oh, my ex-girlfriend do this. And then they become F dudes. Here the cycle continues.
But you know, I'm starting, especially when it comes to, like, because somebody asked me to go on a date this weekend.
Ooh, are you going?
No, not this weekend. Last weekend that passed. And then he canceled because of health issues, which is understandable. I hope he's feeling all right. Other than that, it's like, I say, yeah. It's like, in the past, if somebody would ask me out on a date, I would have said flat out, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. No, I'm good. But now I'm trying to say, like, it's nothing wrong with going out.
No, it's not.
On a date. And then I feel like me being in my feelings is going to hinder me in a way from focusing. Because when I get in my feelings, I lose focus. I'm not even going to lie. Mm-hmm. So I feel like me staying out of my feelings and out of my feelings with somebody, I believe that my focus is going to be clear. Because like I said in the podcast before, I forgot what episode that was. Like, I'm a very caring individual. Sometimes I put other people's feelings before mine. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn to not let that shit be anymore. Mm-hmm. But then when I did that, I put my heart like in the ice box. Mm-hmm. Like literally cold. Mm-hmm. So now I'm trying to work on the balance of being cold and warm.
Room temperature.
Because I ain't going to be hot. I ain't going to be no hot tamale out here. Nah, I can be warm for you. Nah, I ain't going to be hot. I'm trying, child.
You know, as far as me in the dating realm right now, I am chillaxing. I am okay. I am all right. No.
See, I have been on pause for a while, so that's why I feel like I could come back a little bit, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I ain't been on pause. I was on go, but
I ain't want to say it, but I'm glad you said it.
I was on go, but I think I'm on stop right now. Not even on pause. Let's just stop right here.
I'm testing the waters, but you know, I don't know. Like,
you know, but you okay? So I got a story for you. Mm-hmm. Because I had posted something on Facebook and was asking about communication. And is too much communication in a relationship kind of like a bad thing? Like, what is too much communication when it comes to your significant other or somebody you're talking to or whatever? Because sometimes it's some things that I be wanting to tell my dude or the dude I'm talking to. And, you know, it's not to offend them or anything like that. It's just to be like, put you up on game. Like, bro, I see you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I see that you're doing this, and I want you to know that I noticed that you've done this, because this isn't the first time that you've done this. I'm just letting you know I know. And if you got, like, okay, example. So say for instance, the dude you talking to, you done helped him out a few times, you get what I'm saying, mm-hmm. or whatever the case may be, and you ask him to help you out. Now, when you ask him to help you out, mm-hmm. it'd be like, okay, I got you, I got you, I got you. And then I got you turn into nothing happening.
Yeah.
And you still talk to this dude.
Uh-huh.
So, then he'd be like, I noticed that every time I ask you for something, you tell me, okay, cool. And then you don't fall through. Now, if you ain't got it, mm-hmm. I would rather you just say, I ain't got it. And that'll be it. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But don't say, yeah, and then we don't talk about it no more. Because me personally, if it was me, I'm not finna ask you no more. Ask you that one time. If you can remember to come, if you then came over, if you can remember to come over here to get some, you can remember what the hell I asked you for.
And you know they got one track mind.
Child, please. They don't be that one track. But yeah, I just, you know, sometimes it's, that might have caused the argument if somebody else would have said it, you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or caused that person to shut down or not communicate with you, or it could have caused a number of things. But sometimes I feel like that type of dialogue is needed. Like, bro, it's not that serious. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm letting you know that you can be vulnerable with me. You don't have to.
You know men and their egos, child.
Yeah, but I'm, all that ego stuff is out of the way. Got to go. Y'all won't be able to flourish if you don't. And then what makes you mad is when you see him, if you see him with somebody else, and you be like, this, what? Literally, you don't have no problems with this dude, or you don't have mm-hmm. no problems with this girl. Y'all literally are just having a dialogue. You know, you talk, if something bothers you, you talk about it, and that's it. It's not like you making a big deal about it or nothing. You just expressing yourself. And some dudes or some women don't want to deal with that, so they go to somebody else that don't really say nothing, that don't really care, is passive, and be with them. But then they'll be in your inbox like, man, I really miss you. Oh, do you really? You miss me?
They miss that control that they had over you. They miss juggling from one to another. That's what they miss. Because, you know, some men say that they talk to different women because different women give them different things, or they feel differently with different
I've
women
definitely heard that.
Blah, 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 blah. But besides that, we're going to stick to the feelings. So, when you see a dude, you're really feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how some of us girls, I'm not even going to lie, some of us girls, we be looking at the dude, and we be like, oh, this how we might be if we have a family, this and this and that. You know, we be doing the future thinking. You know how we do
stuff. Girl, always.
So, how do you control your feelings when it comes to thinking ahead? Do you control it, or do you just let your thoughts be free?
You know what's funny about that? I do think ahead sometimes, but I don't think ahead unless it's introduced to me.
That's nice. But then, you know, some dudes be doing that just
be finessing. Exactly. So you got to pay attention. You have to pay. Keep your eyes open.
And yes.
Because some dudes will finesse you. I'm talking about, they'll talk about how, oh, you'll give me a pretty baby first day. You be like, bro, back up, bro.
And you see what they already want.
Bro.
They want the baby out of there because you probably got good hair. They like your hair. They probably like a feature on your body.
You don't even know
it
me.
It ain't about you. It's about the baby you going to produce for them.
You going to give me a good baby. I done heard people tell, oh, you'll be a good baby mama. You'll be a good baby daddy. Baby daddy, baby mama. What?
Yep. They at ya.
Yeah, but I try to cut that off. Because I'd be like, no. I don't even know you. So us planning a future together will not be it. I've definitely had the finesses in my ear. I definitely have planned several marriages, and I am single with no children. Okay, I have no children. I have no husband. I am all by myself.
So I can say that I've met men who have, I ain't gonna lie, like when I see somebody that I really likes, I do think about the future, whether it's introduced to me or not. Uh-huh. Like, I like to think ahead in anything I do. So, you know, I analyze the situation, especially if we talking a lot. I want to see where your head at. Like, uh-huh. I ain't even gonna lie, they be finessing me, I finesse them. I want to see where your head at.
What That's you got right. You better play with them. I don't blame you.
So, like, the dude I was talking to recently that I really was feeling. Like, in the beginning, everything was cool. He was talking about, I was Culture. Like, oh, okay, everything was cool. Like, we was talking uh-huh. about future, you know, what we see, what we do, what we do. But uh-huh. I learned to realize people will study you.
Yes, ma'am.
Especially if you put in your whole life on social media, they'll study you, they'll read your posts, they'll see how you think. Uh-huh. So when they do come holler at you, they know what to say. Predators out here. I don't know. Some people, I wouldn't call all of them predators. Some people just genuinely want to know the type of person you are. But there are some people out there who will take advantage of it.
Definitely.
So everything was kosher. And then all of a sudden it just went downhill. And then I was like, oh, okay. So I felt like he was just peeping the scene to see how close he could get to the cookie.
He was. He definitely was.
So, long story short, I am still single. But, you know, it's feelings. Like, we have so much feeling. And it's like, let's talk about a good feeling. When we had good relationships, let's not only talk about the bad.
Oh, that's fine. Because I got some good ones, okay? I had a couple of good ones. I had some good friendships. Better than I had good
Lord. I'm even gonna lie, I had one good relationship. I'm not until it went downhill, but we gonna talk about the good in it. It was you know, it was that high school love. Mm-hmm. That high school sweetheart love. Mm-hmm. Like, when I tell y'all, I was a nerd. I wasn't like no nerd that wore glasses. I was like a low key cute nerd. Mm-hmm. So I don't, y'all remember MySpace? I think we ain't meet on yes. MySpace. We ain't meet on MySpace. Like, my friend, she went to Booker T, and she transferred to Central, and she was a majorette at Booker T, and she mm-hmm. tried out for majorette at Central. So, mm-hmm. you know, we became friends on Facebook, blah, 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 blah. I think mm-hmm. I commented on her page or something, and her friend saw it. Mm-hmm. And then he was like, he was told her, who your friend is? I want to talk to her. Uh-huh. So, long story short, he started writing me on MySpace. Mind you, this is my first real relationship. I don't have like play relationships in elementary uh-huh. school, but this is my first real one after 11th grade. So he writing me, he hit me up. He was like, "Oh, you got spring concert?" So basically, he knew I was angry. He was like, "You got spring concert?" I was like, "Yeah." I got spring concert. He's like, "Oh, okay, I'm gonna show up." Now, mind you, I was talking to somebody else who said they was gonna show up. Right.
Oh, snap.
But the dude that went to my own school didn't even show up. This boy took the bus from Overtown to 95th Street and 17th Avenue to come see me perform at spring concert so by cute. Himself. And I'm like, who is this boy? Because at first I thought he was coming. Like, I really wasn't expecting him to come. Uh-huh. He came. I don't even know if I think he brought me a flower. I don't know what happened, but I know he brought me something. And I was just looking at this boy like, who is this? Who is you? So it's from there, like, even my birthday, spring concert was in May. My birthday was in June. He was like, oh, your birthday coming up? I was like, yeah. And I tell y'all, this boy, he like you now. He a fat little fashionista. When my birthday came, this boy bought me my first pair. Not my first pair, but he bought me a pair of tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hold up, you don't even know me, you buy me all this stuff?
Oh, that's nice.
I was like, this something's going wrong. Like, something's going on. Like, and then it's like, when I met him, he showed me, like, I was always in the house. My daddy, I couldn't go nowhere. I was in the house. When I met him, like, he took me places, he showed me things. Basically, he showed me how to move around Miami.
Girl, me too. He didn't show me, but my boy, parents did.
like, this boy, like, showed me a whole different side of life. Mm-hmm. And, like, I'm not even gonna lie, I'm always thank him for that. But at the end of the day, it was so sweet. When I tell you guys, like, it was genuine love. But, you know, people say you can't fall in love too young. You gotta live life. So it was a bunch of pressure on us about that. So at the end of the day, I thank you for all you have done for me and all you did for me. And I know you feel the same way. But right now, we cool.
That's what's funny is that's how it was with my first love. My first love, I didn't know nothing about nothing. Like, first off, I didn't even know. Let me tell y'all how my cousins tried me. So I went over to my cousin's house. It was the summer of 2005. Mm-hmm. I went over to my cousin's house like I normally do. We was hanging out. Everybody was hanging out. He was their next door neighbor.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Which cousin? If you can say their name. Okay. And shout out to you, cuz.
So, we was all outside or whatever, and he came outside. Girl, this boy came outside. First of all, he looked a mess because he had on some overalls.
Oh, throwback.
No shoes on.
No shoes.
Girl, no shoes on walking down the street to my cousin's house. He was a foot dragger. So it was funny because when I see him, I was like, who is this boy walking down the damn street with no shoes on? Like, who does that? Lord. So then my godmama stayed down the street. So we went to my godmama's house because she had a mango tree in her yard. So he got the mangoes. Like, he went on my godmama roof. Jumped on a tree. With all this with no shoes on.
All right.
And got some mangoes for us. And we all went back to my auntie's house and we ate with the mangoes and stuff like that. So
hey, I ain't gonna lie right now. It reminds me of the wild thornberries.
You know what? And he liked the wild thornberries. He liked
that's
the old
probably
boy.
Why he was shoeless and stuff like that.
Girl, no, he was his family is country. That's why he was shoeless. Okay.
Okay.
So.
Okay.
But yeah, from then on, like, we clicked and we vibed. So I didn't have, like, I don't know. I started going places with him. Now, mind you, we going to the beach with my cousins them. I ain't never been to the beach on a bus.
Girl,
that's when you caught the bus with your boyfriend, but caught the train to South.
Caught the train. Miami. Oh yes. My God, they go to the movies.
To
yes.
The movies, yes. Oh, so I learned a lot from him, but you know what was funny? I found out that he was not my age. So at that time,
girl, he was a year older than me. I mean, I was a year older than him.
I was 2 years older than him. So we were talking one night on the phone. Uh-huh. And I was like, he was like, oh yeah, my birthday coming up, blah 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 blah. And we had been talking for a while, cause mind you, I said we started talking in the summer, and his birthday was in January. I said, oh, how old are you finna be? 16. I said, excuse me, what?
So he how said, long oh. was this before, like what was the time frame from when you met him to when he told you that?
I met him in the summer, so I met him, school was almost starting back. I met him in July of 2005. Uh-huh. So January 2006. He told me he was turning 16. I'm thinking he finna tell me he turned 18 because my cousins them with their lion tails done told me that he was 17.
Whoa. Oh, so that's how you do, cuz?
That child. But like I said, he taught me everything. I learned so much from him. I learned how to play the game. I learned how to play Xbox 360. Uh-huh. I learned how to play PlayStation. I could whoop anybody in that Halo. Come see me, huh?
Come see me.
I learned about sports from him. I learned about fashion, like sneakers and stuff from him. Before I started working at Athlete's Foot, I had came to the house. And he was like, what kind of shoes you got on? I said, Forces. But at that time, it wasn't Air Force Ones. It was Delta Forces. It was just some Nikes. It was some regular mm-hmm. Nikes. He was like, them ain't no Forces. He said, let me show you what Forces are. So he showed me what it was. But he, yeah, man, I learned a lot from him, and I thank him to this day. We still cool. That's my nigga. Like, I went to his wedding. He's married now.
Mm-hmm. And I went to his wedding. That's good y'all still cool, y'all, because I don't. Like, nah, that's we my still dude. Cool. We still cool. But, it's a butt, y'all.
Listen, I... That's my dude, for real. Like, I don't have no pressure, no problem. His wife cool, too. Well, it took us a while to get there, y'all. This ain't no... It took us a while to get there, but...
Well, at least y'all cool.
We good.
That's all that matters.
Mm-hmm. Growth and maturity. Yes, a lot of that.
At least you guys worked it out. At least you still have... Even though, you know, y'all was more intimate than best friends, that's sort of like your best friend. Especially with how he helped you grow and helped mm-hmm. you see a lot of the world. That's why it's like, to this day, I still love my high school sweetheart. I love him to mm-hmm. death. But at the end of the day, it is what it is.
Yeah, you know, I'm glad he's married to who he's married to.
Well, that's good. At least you feel that way.
Yeah, because I don't know if life would have took us where they are now. Like, the type of love that they have, they were meant to be together.
Oh, that's so sweet of you.
That is sweet.
Well, I don't know who my ex with. I really don't care at this point.
I'm not doing this.
I love you now, but other than that, I really don't care. See, I'm just leave it like that. I ain't gonna say nothing bad. Nothing.
But you know what's crazy about feelings?
Mm-hmm.
You know how? Okay, we had our first love. Cool. We knew we loved them. Mm-hmm. And then when you start dating other people, and that love word be thrown around. And you thinking that you love this person and that person. But then when you get to an age where you get some clarity, mm-hmm. you be like, nigga, I didn't love you. I didn't love you.
I didn't love you or you. And you know the thing about it is, I ain't gonna lie. After my high school sweetheart, I ain't want to talk to nobody. It took me like 2.5 years.
It took me a while. I started...
Mm-hmm. even think about talking to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's when I started rebelling a little bit. I was talking to everybody. I didn't give a damn. talking. I wasn't doing nothing.
After my first love, I dated other people, but it wasn't the same. It's not the same.
And I ain't even gonna lie, he spoiled me. And I am in vow. Like, I just know what not to say. If you not even gonna give me you gotta think about this. We was in high school. We were kids. If you can't give me something that somebody gave me in our kid stages, why am I fooling with you in my adult stage?
Hello, you better say that. You better say that, man.
I ain't gonna lie. I was fools for some people. Maybe
yes.
One person I was a fool for. I ain't gonna lie. And then it got so bad. I felt so bad because I really wasn't talking to nobody. It was this one dude. He was an older guy.
Mm-hmm.
It was like I was like, let me just open up and let me just talk to somebody because I was like, fuck all y'all.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like now I want to say that too. I want to be like, just give him a try. But now I've been through so much. It's like, I don't care. If you're not meeting my standards or what I feel I deserve, I ain't gonna talk to you. That's exactly how I feel.
I don't blame you. That's how you need to feel. That's how, if you can't reciprocate what I know I am capable of giving you, mm-hmm. there's no reason for you to even talk to me. There's no reason for me to even entertain what you got going on. Like, I'm good. I'm good, love, and joy.
Yes, Lord. I'm good, love. Enjoy your life. Have fun with it.
Definitely.
And don't... Listen, I know these feelings, be real for some of these people. But when people show you their true colors,
please believe them.
Believe them. Because people will try to manipulate you and make you look like the bad person and make you feel like, oh, you told me this, but now you acting like this and blah, 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 blah. It's what you show me. If you showing me some foolishness, then listen, if people show you who they are, believe them and don't fall for that bull. That's all I gotta say.
Listen, I don't blame you, because that's crazy. Please pay attention to the signs. I have definitely been in situations where I tried to give people the benefit of the doubt and be like, oh no, he meant this, and oh no, he meant, how I make an excuse for somebody else? Because it sounds good to me.
It sound good to you.
It sound good to me, because I wanted to keep that person in my life knowing good and well they didn't deserve to be here.
Yeah, and it sounds good, like you said, that's right. You wanted to keep that person in your life knowing damn well that's not what they meant. But that's what you made it meant in your mind. So you can register still putting up with their bull.
Exactly. So, no, please run away, because ain't nobody got time for that. I have definitely put up with that plenty of times. And besides being in love for real that first time, I've only been in love one other time, and I can definitely say this is why I'm at the stage where I'm at right now. I'm like, I'm on pause, bitch. Leave me alone. Stop sign. Leave me a Heisman on that ad. No.
No.
But yeah, man. Aprendelo. This week, aprendedlo, this week is sentimientos.
Why does that sound like a number?
No.
Okay, what do you mean?
Feelings. So deep in my feelings.
Sentimientos. Feelings.
Okay. Feelings.
How you say you messing with my siete? I'm about to mix English and Spanish. How can you say you messing with my feelings?
You know. Because you know Spanish is weird, so you gotta say stuff backwards. So you gotta think about it. Okay, y'all, I got it. I think I got it.
Yep. All right, so what is
it? Don't do me.
All right.
Okay, es me tienes en mis sentimientos.
Whew. Okay, say it one more time.
Me tienes. En mis sentimientos.
En mis sentimientos.
Elemental P.
I'm going to get it right, child. I'm going to get it right. Especially if I have a Hispanic papi that I need to say that.
Yes, papi. Papi chulo. Que paso?
That's the if, y'all. I don't know.
It may happen or whatever.
Lord.
You a mess.
So, yeah, y'all. If y'all got y'all Hispanic papi or mommy, and you want to tell them you got me in my... You want to sound sexy with it, what you supposed to say, tell them?
Me tienes en mis sentimientos.
There you go. Right there. So, the untapped essentials for this episode is tolerate discomfort. Accept your feelings without being controlled by them. Because you know, I don't know about y'all males, but us women, when we get in our feelings, It'd be uncomfortable at first, because we be taking it a little bit too far sometimes and we can't help ourselves.
A little.
So, you know, we gotta finally accept that they're there. We can't hide it. We can't stop it. True. But we have to remember not to be controlled by them. This is the perfect quote for this statement. Accept your feelings without being controlled by them. Because, yeah, baby, cause, yeah, if we let our feelings control us,
somebody shaking the table.
Definitely. Or worse. Because you know people out here crazy, y'all. People
listen.
Cray to the Z.
Lunatics. You hear me?
So you got some tea for us today, Telly?
Do I?
Do you?
I don't think so. Oh, yeah. A little something. I'm sorry. What's I thought up? About What's it. Mm-hmm. So, I seen this on Facebook. And also, we had a discussion about this at the house. Mm-hmm. So, when Drake said, I only love my bed and my mama, he was talking about his son because his son's name is
Miguel. I need to see a birth certificate.
Let's pull up the facts.
Pull up the facts.
I need the facts.
Let the baby mama put that up on Instagram.
What happened?
That's her baby name. And then I will accept that.
Because pull up the facts. My dog said she ain't believing it until you pull
let
up
me see the birth certificate. I'm not saying that it's not possible that he said that. It could be very much possible.
Because
but
I was
you
like,
know my baby. How people be.
Yes, you're right. And then, you know, they done made all these t-shirts and stuff talking about some. I only love my bed. They done made t-shirts. They done made, what else they did? They done made handkerchiefs.
And
they
then if Drake did that purposely, knowing his son name is my bed, y'all can't tell me that Drake is not a genius. I'm sorry. He made his son name rhyme in a lyric, in a verse. Like, seriously, without us even knowing? That's genius moves right there. I don't care what nobody say.
Okay, so I'm reading. I was, and you know, look, I had to go look it up. Man.
All right.
Some stuff. So it says the baby's middle name is my bed, and his first name is Adonis.
What on what? What article? What's the website?
It's a whole bunch of crap. So
give me.
The one I'm looking at now is.
Media Takeout, I ain't gonna...
No, it ain't Media Takeout. This probably not even credible either. This thing say, hello, giggles, so...
Hell no.
Washington Post. Okay.
It say Washington Post?
No, I'm looking at the one that says Washington Post. Now, that could be a legit one, but we ain't got time for that. What's your tea?
Girl, I ain't got none. Tell you the truth. Ain't no tea for this week. Ain't no tea for this.
I know you lying.
Nah.
Well, that's it, folks. So wrap it on up.
Wrap it on up. So thank you guys for tuning in to this episode of Brunch Teas. Mm-hmm. Feelings.
So deep in my feelings. I love this song.
I do too. And shout out to Ella Mai. She made an anthem for the whole summer 2016.
Yes, that is 16. The anthem, honey.
I about to say 16. Lord. 2018.
That's where we at.
Yes. So follow us on Brunch Teas at Facebook at @BrunchTeas_ on Instagram and Twitter at @BrunchTeas. And also you can follow me on all social media websites at Moni Holmes and our official website, BrunchTeas.com.
And y'all can follow me at @Telemon_ on Instagram and Twitter. And then Telemon Facebook. Why I got, you know, every time I say Telemon_, I got to think about Twitter. I be like Instagram and Twitter. Yep, Twitter. Yep, that's what
it is. Yep, there it is.
And we'll be back next week with what?
Mohi.
That's right. Holla at
next
y'all later.
Week. With Mohi. And also,
oh, yeah.
If you have any comments, questions, or tea that you would like to share with the Brunch Teas listeners and me and Telly Mo, please email us at brunchteaspodcast@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. And don't forget to rate us on Apple Podcasts and the Google Play Music and SoundCloud. Go follow us.
Yes.
Go like
follow,
it.
Go share it. Review.
Subscribe to it.
Do it.
Just do all those things and more.
And if you love it, share with your family. Share with your friends. You never know. One day we may be able to come to y'all city and throw a brunch. Because I am thinking
about
one in
Miami. Brunch with us. Come have brunch with us.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Thank you guys for tuning in and listening to our foolishness, listening to our threats. That is why we would like to have participation from you guys. Don't think that we just want to talk about our lives 24/7. We're just giving you guys scenarios that you could learn and grow from, because we've been there, done that, especially when it comes to relationships.
And be on the lookout for a special guest soon and very
soon and very soon. Now I'm about to start singing. We are going. I ain't gonna sing that. I ain't ready for it yet, Lord. I ain't ready. I'm trying to be great before that time.
I'm done. Good night. Amen. Good night. Good evening.
Amen. Oh, bye. Bye.